It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Executive Director of the Iowa River Hospice, Shauna Calloway. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Zach. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by, and coming up here in the summer, I think I remember you guys do like a memorial walk, don't you, for some of the patients from the previous year?
We do, yes. We started that last year, a little change from how we'd done it before. So we did it last year around, I think it's called Timberland Creek Park. I always get that name kind of wrong, but it's right by the hospice house. But I think it's, I feel like I add an extra word in there sometimes. But we do signage from those that have passed in the last year. So everybody's name is listed, and it's just an opportunity to walk around that beautiful pond and reminisce, remember, take some time to just think about those that we've lost in the past year. And then at the hospice house, we have a short program. There's going to be a vendor truck there for coffee and just some opportunity to, you know, share time with each other. And that's coming up on Saturday, May 9th.
Okay, what time will that program be?
It's from 10 to 12, and it's a come and go, but the program will be at 11. So everyone's welcome, whether you've lost someone in this past year through Iowa River Hospice, you've lost someone, or you haven't lost someone personally, but you know someone. It's an opportunity just to remember, like I said, those that have passed. So everyone's welcome to come, you know, take part in a cup of coffee and a donut, and listen to the short program that we have with some singing, with some speaking, those kind of things going on. So just an opportunity to bring us together and remember.
Yeah, and closure is part of that grieving process. I know that's, you know, something that you guys also help out with is working through some of those steps with grief. This also gives a time to celebrate the life too. I kind of like lean towards the celebration of life's more than the funerals nowadays, because really that's what you're doing. You're trying to celebrate what they did while they were here.
That's so true. Yes, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. Just celebrating a life well lived. So yes, we've kind of gone away from, you know, we used to kind of do it more in a church type setting and more kind of a formal setting. And right, there's an avenue for that as well. But I think you've kind of nailed it, of just that celebration opportunity to be outside, just get some, you know, adrenaline flowing, some, you know, as you're walking around and kind of remembering and reminiscing. And, you know, just spinning it more in a positive light than something, you know, heavier. And, you know, there's enough of that that happens during this time as well. So it is nice to kind of bring something lighter to the table.
Yeah. So, Shauna, I think the last time Kyle and I crashed your guys' staff meeting at the hospice house.
There was that.
You guys are doing some painting and stuff. How are you guys doing with...
We were invited.
Okay. Were we invited? I don't think
they... Not sure who that invitation came from, but...
But you guys were doing some painting at the time. Are you guys still doing some updates to the inside of the hospice house?
We are, yes, absolutely. So the hospice house was built in 2009, and it really had been kind of status quo with, you know, fixtures, light fixtures, lighting, you know, paint, all of that. It's been beautiful. You know, it's a beautiful home, and it's really served its time very, very well. It's just gotten to the point, you know, it needed some updates. So we are done with painting. So it looks just a little bit lighter colored paint than what it had been. You know, obviously times trend differently. So it's very neutral and light paint that's throughout the entire house. And now we're looking at updating some lighting, specifically in the patient rooms and also furniture. It's just to the point we've had some wear and tear on the furniture in the rooms, and also trying to add like a pull-out couch. You know, we haven't really had a place, you know, there's a couch and a chair that families can sleep in that when they stay. And, you know, most families do stay at some point through the night. And so really trying to have a pull-out couch and more comfortable, you know, chair that lays back. So we're really trying to get some of those upgrades done too. And we've been raising, you know, money through fundraiser. The Lions Club gave us a significant donation to get us started with that. And we're so grateful. That's designated towards the furniture. And then just doing some of our meat raffles and some of our other fundraisers just to try to gather some funds to get these updates done. So, and again, it's really just a time of need just to the years that have gone by since 2009. So But, you know, we just still get so many compliments on the hospice house, how beautiful it is. And it's really withstood the test of time. It truly has.
Yeah, yeah, and every time I come in, I always look at the donor wall right there as well. You know, you mentioned fundraising for some of these opportunities. Well, you can get your name on the wall forever by giving a significant donation. Different colored leaves are different levels as well, and that's right there in the second level when people walk in. Right?
Absolutely, yep, yep, and it is getting very full, and so we've kind of extended around the corner too, and just so we can continue to enjoy that wall and have individuals come and put their loved one's name on the wall. So it really, really is a beautiful thing to see. And we encourage anyone to stop out. If you haven't seen the hospice house, I continue to say it's a little gem right here in Marshalltown. So we always welcome individuals to come in, learn about the hospice house. I do believe, you know, as younger generations, the more prepared we are for the future, you know, for our loved ones, whether that's parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, but the more just information we can have about what's available related to hospice, the better. So certainly we welcome anyone to stop in and get some information and take a look.
Yeah, and even you guys do in-home help as well, and that's not giving, people aren't giving up their independence by going on hospice, right?
Absolutely not. No, there's no restrictions to, you know, staying at home or not being able to do the things that you want to do. And actually we encourage the opposite, and we help you do those things that you want to do the remainder of the days that you have. So it really certainly is the opposite. There's no restrictions. Actually people start to feel better because, you know, we help manage those medications, and then they're able to do the things that they still want to do and make those decisions themselves. So we're just an extra just to help support and manage symptoms.
Yeah, and one of those ways that you can support the Iowa River Hospice is coming out to you guys' golf tournament. This is becoming an annual thing here up at the Conrad Course again this year.
Yep, so we are in year three, and so that's held September 11th this year. It's a Friday. So, yeah, registration starts at 8. I mean, you can register online, but when you first get there, the registration at 8 and then tee off at 9. But if you go to our website or follow us on Facebook, all that information is there, and you can actually sign your team up or become a sponsor just, you know, through our website. You can do everything right there. You don't even need to call us or send us anything. You can manage all of that donation right through the website. But you're certainly welcome to stop in or call us or if you have questions. But, yeah, we're looking for teams and looking for sponsors. And all of that goes to our Days of Care program, which allows individuals to stay at the hospice house. It covers the room and board when they don't have the funds to pay for that room and board themselves.
So, Shauna, what do I need? A team of four? Can I sign up as an individual? Is it cost per person? How does that kind of work?
Yep, great question. It is a team of four. It's a four-man best shot, and it is $250 a team. So that is all available, all that information right there. There's many ways you can volunteer to help us there. You can donate. You know, we have a silent auction as well. So, you know, everything that goes into, you know, pulling this off is, you know, related to the community. So signing up a team, sponsoring a whole, just giving money to sponsor. We have different levels, gold, silver, and bronze sponsorships, as well as memorial sponsorships, corporate sponsorships. And then we have our silent auction. So there's many ways to get involved and help us that day or leading up to that day.
And what are just the last 2 years? I know talking between you and Maddie as well, you guys have talked about learning a lot about golf and how these tournaments work. What are some of the gimmicks that you guys have enjoyed seeing and maybe you're thinking about bringing back again this year, like longest putt, longest drive,
yes,
anything like that?
Yep, definitely longest putt, longest drive. We do have on hole number three, you can, I think it's 30 yards maybe, I'm not so great on yardage, but that you can tee off into a circle, and if you make it into the circle, you pay $20 to make it into a circle, and then you go all the way to the green. So there are some fun things on holes. We do have hole sponsors, and several of our hole sponsors will come out, and they have games on the hole that you can play and win prizes there. So it's very interactive. We also last year brought out best dressed for both female and male, so there was prizes for that as well. So that, and then we had the other teams vote on that. We go around and get feedback on who they think is dressed the best or the most like a golfer. Somebody had knickers on 1 year, the year before last, and decorated their golf cart. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of things going on, and we try to make it fun. We know people are giving up their time to be there to support us, so we want to make it fun for them.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And all this fun and all the money raised goes back to the Iowa River Hospice, where the real work kind of happens for you guys. Are you in need of any positions right now at the hospice house or anything?
We are. We are in need of, we're in need of a part-time chaplain. Our chaplains have been there a long time, but we do have a need for a part-time chaplain. So if anyone's interested in that, certainly let us know. We have a full-time position in the hospice house, inpatient, and those individuals work 12-hour shifts, so three 12-hour shifts. And then we also have an outpatient nurse position available, as well as we just posted yesterday or 2 days ago, I guess, a nurse educator position. So we've been kind of doing that in-house and sharing some of that those duties, and we are opening that position up so that we can just devote what it needs to with one person devoted to doing education for the hospice house, and certainly out in the community as well. So it goes beyond just the staff. But
when you have a full staff, how many people are working then for Iowa River Hospice?
We have about 50 total, and that's everything from full-time all the way to some PRN staff that help us fill in as needed. So we're right around 50 staff is what we have.
Yeah, so kind of a still I would call a small business here. Yeah, small.
Yes.
I mean, you probably know everybody then. Even starting out as a nurse, you probably come across everybody while you're working there.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's one of the you know, really cool things about Iowa River Hospice. It is so small, so you really do know each other well. And, you know, you just can get that support and that encouragement. And just it's truly a family. So if you're looking for that type of environment, that's really what it is. It's just an extension of your family.
Yeah, joined today with Shauna Calloway, the executive director of the Iowa River Hospice. Shauna, best place people can go to just get a phone number and more information about the hospice house?
Yep, it's just iowariverhospice.org. So putting that into a browser and you'll be able to find us. Also follow us on Facebook. We do a lot of fun stuff on Facebook too. So you can get information there as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Shauna.
Thank you. Appreciate it.